Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, former Lion quarterback John Kitna, who was a Cowboys quarterback coach. I believe he is now a high school coach in the Texas area. He was on a podcast with Ryan Rosillo and talked about an incident in Cincinnati when one of his players in the huddle was a little bit inebriated. Ocho Cinco, everybody's probably guessing. I have no idea who it would be. I read somewhere that T.J. Houshmandzadeh said the reason that would happen is it wasn't until recently where the Bengals required their team to stay at a team hotel the night before a game when they were home. So players would just do whatever they wanted Saturday nights before games.
That's pretty normal, though, I think.
No.
Isn't it?
No, now they all stay at hotels before the games in town.
Yeah. In my entire career, Marty Schottenheimer was the only one that let us stay at home, which was amazing. But you had to be you couldn't be a rookie. All rookies had to stay in the hotel. But veterans, until you screwed up, you were allowed to stay at home. And it was awesome. I loved being able to sleep in my own bed. It was a bit of a drive to get to FedEx Field. But everybody is, for the most part, professional because they know they've got to go out and perform the next day.
John, has any of your teammates, whether it be college, the Redskins, when they were called the Redskins, and even your 1 year here, do you ever have that situation? And I don't expect you to tell me the player, but...
Only one time was I aware of it, and that was two guys with the Washington football team who decided that they wanted to take a few shots in honor of a former teammate before the game. And so they would go out there and my argument to them was always, hey, you know, why don't you honor them by playing well and not with a drink before you go out to play and you've got the rest of our careers, on the line as well. So it was not something that I obviously wanted or approved of, but everybody's going to do their own thing.
So they just did a shot, so they weren't like drunk, right? Or were they?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it in honor of Sean Taylor? Is that what they did before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was. I mean, you could say, well, everybody, they did it for a good reason. I agree. Again, I just think if you're going to honor somebody, then you go out there and you play as hard as you possibly can. That's how you honor a football player, not by drinking before a game.
Wild card for this candidate, Peter Warrick.
No, I don't. I didn't.
Oh, for John Kitness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know what his. Did he have a problem? Is that why he got out of the league?
I was just looking at depth charts.
Yeah, that is a wild card.
Very curious who this is. I hate when players do. When people do this, they throw something salacious out there, and then they don't say who it is.
Yeah, but I understand why they don't want to say who it is.
That's kind of like John Sources thing a little bit. If you're gonna go there, go.
Yeah.
Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. That's the telephone number. I'm just curious, what's the strangest thing you ever witnessed on the job? You know, because, having a coworker drunk is not exactly a huge element for success, especially in that profession.
It is not. I too am wondering, there's got to be some great stories of the weirdest thing you've seen a coworker do while on the job.
I'm trying to think. Is there anything I'm missing?
Heather laughing. There's got to be something.
I mean, I worked 7 years doing auto shows, and I think I've seen some wild things, but I'm trying to like pinpoint exactly what it is, and I'll come up with something, I'm sure.
I don't know if this is weird or not, but you know, Caputo was always known for like taking media guides into the bathroom.
Yeah, that's what, it's before cell phone?
Yeah.
So you got to take some reading material in there. Who cares?
Some entertainment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What, you didn't take, you never had a magazine in the bathroom?
Yeah, but I don't know if I would take it at work. See, where we, everybody knew who it was.
Just don't ask to borrow it.
Yeah, but it was, you didn't leave this actual room to go to the bathroom. It was just like, picture like a space, how would you say, Gov, about like 30 by 50, if that. Okay, so you had like two studios, you had some desks, and a bathroom, basically, and like a pop machine. So when somebody went to the bathroom, everybody knew who went to the bathroom, and when a person came out, basically, he was coming out right in front of everybody, and you'd go back in the bathroom, and there'd be a media guide there. You saw, I mean, come on. I mean, I thought that was a little strange. No, of course, people...
Today I read about the offensive line.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, a quick Peter Warrick update.
Give us a call.
I did go through his game logs very quickly on Pro Football Reference. Only one over 100 yards three times, a game high of 114 once.
Okay, so kid,
I think that would just qualify him as the close to 200 yards, unless he has a very liberal definition of close to.
Yeah. So we can guess Ocho Cinco or maybe even Houshmandzadeh to a certain extent. I don't know. Anyway. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. That's also the ticket text. We asked what's the strangest thing you've seen at work, because John Kitner revealed in a podcast that he had a wide receiver. He never said when he was playing with Cincinnati, but I don't think he had any receiver here.
Close to 200 yards?
In a game? Well, maybe Roy Williams, maybe. I don't know.
Didn't Mike Furry have a crazy game or something?
Possibly. That's possible. Calvin, was Calvin on the team then? His last year, I think, right?
No.
No?
Okay. Maybe he was.
Yeah, Calvin was before Stafford.
Yes.
So Calvin was a teammate of yours.
Yes, he was.
So
07-08.
Yeah.
Kitna was here.
So he would have been for 1 year.
Yeah. Well, maybe Calvin might have had a good game. Anyway, but I assume it was the Bengals. That's what everybody was assuming. All right, here we go. Ticket text. Had a coworker ask me to drive the company vehicle because he couldn't find his glasses. They were on his face. At that point, I knew we had a problem. The company vehicle in question, an ambulance. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
All right. How about this one? Had a coworker wear a tight onesie pajama to work and have uncontrolled erections. He got fired that day.
Nice. Where do you work?
Text back or like, call in. Seriously,
that's priceless.
Oh yeah,
I would think maybe it would be a casual day, maybe, or a Halloween. I don't know.
Party, yeah.
Right. Who would wear a onesie pajama even if you didn't get uncontrollable erections?
Casual Friday.
Yeah. It's, yeah, exactly. It's Wood Friday. Okay, John just said two of his former teammates were drunk and drank before a game. By Gov's opinion, John should have revealed the two players.
Yep.
John?
I've talked about it before. Santana Moss and Clinton Portis.
Okay.
Teammates of
Sean Taylor.
Sean Taylor, yeah. Okay. I mean, I've said it before. It's there's no secret. I don't care.
Okay, I know. But yeah.
And everybody knows I don't care about Clinton Portis anyway.
That's true.
Man, is he your most hated human?
No.
Who is?
I'm not going to say that name.
Okay. Is it somebody you played with or against?
No, I'm not. Conversation over.
Oh, okay.
This is where John threatens to beat us up.
Yeah, I know. That's where the 6'7", 250 card comes into play.
You know who I am.
He's probably probably weighs more than 250, considering I'm close to that. All right. In high school, I worked at what was now become the UPS store, and my college-aged coworker has a steady stream of girls that would come in, and they'd have sex in the back room while I worked up front. Pretty sure he was also dealing weed out of the store. Okay. Good work if you can get it.
Yeah.
You know, deal some weed and whatever. I was going to say something, and I edited myself. A guy at my old job almost killed himself huffing aerosol cleaning spray. Oh. The maintenance guy found him hunched over, drooling, with the can still in his hand.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that's sad.
I know. Guy had a problem. Yeah. Gov is laughing at the guy almost died. Overdeed on aerosol.
Gosh.
Jeez. Think about seeing that.
I know.
I can't imagine.
Would classify as one of the Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was the answer to the question.
Indeed it was.
Look at how often we laugh about Stoney, you know, his garage incident while watching Michigan State basketball.
Yes, true.
Like, and I've thought about, like, what if Stoney actually died? And what if we came in that day?
Well, we wouldn't laugh about it then.
Right.
Well, it would give us some time.
You would have. I would hope you would have. Because that's, you know, God forbid something like that happens or, you know, please, by all means, take your shots. Because you do when I'm alive, so why not do them when I'm dead?
I don't know that I know the full story of that.
We had a power outage, and Michigan State was playing a game. And my phone still worked, so I watched the game on my phone because I could use the power of the car to keep the phone on, right?
Oh, did you close the car, the garage door, and leave the car running?
Well, I never opened the garage door. So, yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and I realized, okay, I better.
Starting to get tired.
No, it wasn't. It was never like that. The worst part was I knew it was I was flirting with danger, but I said, I can do this for about 10 minutes.
I don't know what the limit is.
Yeah. Well, I would have opened the garage. I couldn't open the garage door because I had no, I could have done it manually. Yeah. I would have done it, but I said, you know what? I think it's time to go back inside.
There you go. You had the awareness.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Something like that, you probably don't want to test your limits on.
No.
It's kind of like how long can you hold your breath underwater if you're really, you know, down deep? Do I really want to do that more? Well, a minute is enough, right?
Yes.
Or whatever. However long you can do that.
Yes, if you can make a minute, that would be impressive.
Yeah, especially now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.